about the buzz for 2012, because so many predictions, the Mayan calendar, all these weird things coming to a head in this year, this next year.
We were talking about that. But what I feel is happening with that is that one of the, if you look at the events, it is making us go one way. We either close our eyes and whine about it, ignore the tragedies, or it is forcing us to open our hearts and our minds and roll up our sleeves and help one another. And that's what that Mayan 20, that consciousness, that upheaval, it's choosing sides.
Oh, wow.
That's why, and for example, with me, you know, seeing it really upsets me, you know, like, you know, don't ever get me on Casey Anthony, okay?
Okay.
The whole political criminal justice system, if you have noticed.
The prison system.
After the years have gone by from the 80s, what has happened? The victims really have lost their rights for justice. And the perpetrators are the ones that are getting all the perks and getting all the appeals and getting to slide by with everything. It's the dark against the light. All the children, the animals, the assault, the violence that is happening, that is part of the shape-shifting.
You know, Diva, I was going to say, it's so crazy now with all the child abuse going on. That is just so extreme to me. Could do a whole show on that.
Yes, and
that's part of it, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, and I've worked on too many of those through the years.
Lordy,
you know, and but the thing is, we have the whole social. Now, this is what I predicted in 1986. Okay.
Okay.
In 1986, on the radio here in California, in interviews, etc. Okay. Interesting. I stated that starting in 2000, that the changes of destruction would start to arrive in this country and in this world. Things were going to blow up, in essence, okay? I was at a UNR social event one time also. I was out on the dance floor with a man, and he said, "Now, what would you invest in? What do you see? Should I invest in gold or property or what?" And I looked at him and I said, "Water." Because in the 2000s, water is going to be a major issue for us across this country. All right, it is, isn't it?
Yes,
because
it
of contamination,
is.
Mm-hmm. The radiation,
fish,
all of the greed, the BP, because money, money, money.
The
okay?
oil spills and.
Mm-hmm. I said, the whole socioeconomic, political, medical, environmental, and legal system would be in chaos.
So, Diva, did you just see everything all tipsy-turvy and crazy?
I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, in interviews, I would start seeing this. All of the things, but they went into detail, specifics that we have been seeing here. The legal system, okay, and how that has shape-shifted so traumatically. It's literally
with all the suing going on and all the money to be made and the attorneys. They have dirty names now.
One of the ones that that really came through. I had it in it flashed in front of me. Sometimes it was frightening. I saw at the border of Mexico. I saw our men in khaki uniforms, our National Guard. I saw our soldiers standing by big, high fences.
Trying to keep the illegal aliens out?
Hello.
Or keep them in.
Now, I said that back in, 1986, 85? Okay, where did that come from? We've had that. We're going to continue to have that mess.
And the political upheaval, too, that you talked about.
The corruption of the political system. Mm-hmm. These people, no matter which way you vote, this system's going down. And because they're now the egos are involved, and it's the name-calling worse than it was, and it's the same old stuff coming out of all of their mouths. There's going to be something else that's coming through.
Okay, well, tell us.
Somebody else is going to, there's going to be another party, not maybe the Tea Party, but there's going to be a whole new political structure that will be arriving.
Like the American Party?
Well, it's, like for us.
Yeah.
I also said back in about 1983, 84, I saw marching in the streets. I saw thousands of people with signs marching
like in the 60s. Yeah.
I said I saw them on the East Coast. It was going to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. And it was going to cause another falling of empire.
Do you think that has anything to do with the market, what they're doing now with the stock market? They're picketing out there. I mean, they're actually marching and they're getting arrested.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But those are things that I had seen. And they, of course, it was more in detail. We don't have the time to go through that. I'm very practical in what I do because of the type of people I work with. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure you have to be.
You know, and when I'm playing hardball, I'm playing hardball with, did someone do this or did they not? I better know what I'm talking about. As a psychic detective, yeah. I always say to these people, you see, oh, I'm a psychic detective. Okay. Well, my reply sometimes will be to them, you're not a psychic detective until you've spent hours and months and years in a task force, in a robbery homicide department. You have sat in a chair and been grilled by the best and have passed. Okay. You're not a psychic detective until they think it's, oh, I've called the police.
Yeah. And I've got a vision.
You know, yeah. That's not being a psychic detective.
No, that's not. It takes a lot more than that.
But that whole system, because I've spent so much time in it. Also, look at what's happened. All those things that were said a long time ago about the criminal system. It's got, I've lived it. I've lived it with agents. I've lived it with police officers, with attorneys.
David, let me ask you something.
It's horrible.
Well, how is this system going to change? What is going to happen?
Well,
I mean, with the criminal system I'm talking about.
You know, we can't lock up the world, but first of all.
Well, we've locked up a good portion of it.
Well, we have, yes. Well, it's become a business. It's become a business, and the family institution, as we know, you know that you talk about that, is totally destroyed on many levels. You know, I mean, when a teacher can't discipline a kid in school, you know, and the kid can press charges against a teacher
or their parents
for saying, no, you can't, you know, beat up that kid in my class. I would have been in jail a long time ago, but, you know,
just imagine if she was a teacher,
you know, you know, but this marching on all of this is going to happen. In fact, I remember something like I said, it's going to rock and roll.
Ooh, I like
and,
that.
And
though.
No, and it has.
Well,
and
the world has rock and rolled before,
but that is not bad. That's what it takes in order to make the changes. There's going to be, though, more cataclysmic events that are going to come that are going to shake us up. And that's what is going to really happen with that, okay? It's going to turn us.
When we come back, will you tell us some more about the predictions yet to be?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. We are talking with Elena Prophet. She is bona fide. She's been around, and she knows her stuff. So stay with me. We're going to talk more about the visions of 2012. Ooh, scary. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz.
Finding the right partner, a serious relationship is tough enough. Who wants to do it on a site where people dump their old stuff?
Cupid.com.
Hey, I found Peter in this beat-up old lawnmower for only $20. That's not for me. At Cupid.com, it's all about me meeting the right people. It's all they've ever done. And Cupid.com makes it easy. You can download an app to your mobile phone, install our app on Facebook, and best of all, nobody's logging on to Cupid.com to sell an old lawnmower.
Cupid.com.
Look, this is my life. This is my future. These are my friends. I'm not going to be cheap about it. At Cupid.com, they're honestly committed to helping me find the right relationship, helping me find the right people. Free isn't all it's cracked up to be. Choose wisely, my friend. Start meeting the right kind of people in the right places at Cupid.com.
Cupid.com.
Step into the streets of Italy, October 8th to 9th for the 30th annual El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping contest, bocce ball tournament, free live music, fun for the whole family. Call 786-5700 for more details.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. We are talking today with Elena Prophet, who moved to Reno in 1985, and she was known as Reno's favorite psychic. Just love her. She's been around the community, very active in the community. She still calls Reno a home. She lives in Texas now, and she's doing a rare visit. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you, darling.
We've been talking about all of the different predictions that you made back in the 80s that have actually transpired and are going on now.
More in depth,
yes.
As well. I mean, of course, like the environmental thing and the things that we're seeing about the water issues, the contamination, the BP.
Things
all of
yet
this.
To come, even. Oh.
Okay.
Crazy.
The thing is that back in those days, we didn't have all the seismographic technology. I mean, a lot of these people say, oh, there's going to be a work. I predict an earthquake in California. Well, hello. I mean, give me another
yes,
coffee.
Yes, it will one
you
day.
Know, I mean, you know, I mean, you can get on a lot. You know, that's kind of cheating, you might want to say. In the past, how a lot of the stuff happens with me is through dreams between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. There's then others I see. There's like the persons in front of me. For example, one of the first predictions I ever had was Bobby Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah,
because I was connected with him, and he looked at me as he was going down the stairs to go there and said, goodbye, I'll see you again. And Ethel was waiting down at the, and I had a thing.
Now, who have you had a connection with lately? Tell me some of the people lately, because I know this is ongoing. This is your life that goes on and on and on.
Well, what I was going to say here is I wanted to share with you how I worked that, okay? Then I saw the first bombing of the World Trade Center in a dream. It was like smoke in a basement, people running, and children. I kept picking up something about that, okay? Then I